Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about women. What's wrong? Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. I just found this out this morning, just right now. Do you know that not only women, well, black women lose their hair because they do those, you know, the dreadlocks and all that shit and it pulls their hair? Well, you see this fucking bitch? You see her fucking forehead looks like a dolphin? Yes, apparently women could lose their hair too, like men, because they take birth control pills. Yeah, you know that's hormonal shit? Oh yes, that hormone fucks with their body. Yes, it makes them not have babies, but also makes them not have hair follicles! Yay! You dumb cunt. That's what you get for being whores. Yes, friends, I looked up the term birth control hairline, and this what came out. It says the term birth control hairline is not a medical diagnosis, but it refers to a specific pattern of hair loss or growth changes triggered by hormonal contraceptives. Most notably, frontal fibrosing alopecia, a receding hairline. Dun dun dun. Shocker. That's what you get for being whores, you dumb bitches. And let's see what else it says. Oreogenic alopecia, female pattern hair loss. Yes, you bitches. This is what you get. You want to get fucked and start taking birth control, and now your hair is rushing away. Yes. Now you look like Mr. Burns. You dumb fucking cunts. And what are you going to do now, huh? Huh? Well, maybe stop being whores, so like that your body will heal. Oh, but I guess too much fucking wishful thinking, huh? Really? Okay, whatever. Well, let's see what other bullshit's around the corner, right? Yes, and people wonder why people fucking drink. Yeah, maybe because women are fucking so horrible and fucking disgusting, they do stupid shit. You have no other recourse, but you'd rather medicate yourself? Yes, friends, women are fucking stupid. But what can you do? Yes, I have a woman that goes to fucking do some dumb shit, and you have to hide your wallets. Yes, friends, fucking women, especially one that's a nigger, is in Japan fucking shit up. Yes, friends, you can't trust niggers, and this one's a black woman nigger, so let's watch this bitch do her Down syndrome. Enjoy.
I almost got arrested in Japan. I'm a big back in Japan, and today we're leaving Tokyo back to Akashi, but first I had to go get some breakfast, and
What the fuck? Why the hell does this food look all fucking greasy? Did you tell these fucking gooks to fucking deep fry your food, you fat piece of shit? What the fuck? Yeah, the only thing that's semi-healthy is the fucking vegetables, but everything looks like it's deep fried. Yes, your brain's fucking fried too, you dumb bitch. But let's see what other shit this whore does. Let's find out.
Oh, does this food not look good? I ate that.
God damn it, did you hear the fucking noises that she's making? She eats like how she fucks. Disgusting. Gross. And she's a fat, nasty pig. Look at her. She looks like one of those fucking black pot-belly pigs. Fucking gross. Yeah, fellas, you wanna fuck this fucking bitch? Yeah, this is the kind of shit they want you to breed with. Yeah, you could thank the Jews. They want you to get brown and dirty with this shit. Yeah, won't that make you a mud shark too? Even though you're fucking a black chick and you're not a white chick fucking a black dude? Yes, that's that'll make you a mud shark. Enjoy!
Clean my plate and everything. Headed back up to my room, and I still needed to pack. So what did I do? I grabbed a razor, the brush, and everything.
Fucking niggers, why are you so much of a fucking kleptomaniac? Stop fucking stealing. Goddamn niggers, why do you love fucking taking shit? What the fuck? Stop doing that shit. That's why people are fucking look at you sideways, because you do shit like that. Don't do that. What the fuck? Nobody trusts niggers that fucking steal, but no, you have to steal everything that's not bolted down. What the fuck? Ghetto ass people, and then they go to fucking other countries and they do their export their ghetto-ness over there, and then they think all Americans are fucking ghetto as fuck. Thanks. Thanks, niggers. Enjoy.
And put it right in my bag. I even grabbed the laundry bag. But then
what the fuck? Maybe you should try stealing the fucking TV or something. Yeah, why not? Try to put it in your fucking bag, you fucking degenerate piece of shit. Oh, I'm not a thief. I'm not this. Oh, I'm just a woman. Yeah, you're just a woman that's black and ghetto as fuck. And you spend your money on this bullshit and people think that we're all fucking degenerate little fucking monkeys. Fuck you. Just fuck you. But whatever, let's continue.
I had to carry all these bags with me throughout Tokyo's train stations.
Pray for me.
Just to get to the train station, I'm already sweating. And I'm out here panicking looking for an elevator. Couldn't find one.
Gee, in case you haven't noticed, most Asian people are not fat pieces of shit like other people, like fucking niggers, especially American niggers, you fat lump fucking hunks of shit. Yes, and she has to go up and down stairs, there's no elevators, and what are you doing? Yes, maybe this is an incentive for you not to go to Japan, because that's the land of stairs, it's mountainous, and you're just a fucking gluttonous piece of shit, but what do I know, right? You rather live in the land of delusions. But whatever, if you want to be in Delulu land, that's on you. Fuck you. Let's continue.
So I get on the train and it's hella packed. I can smell the
No, yesterday I had a nigger fucking right next to me. He fucking stank like fucking armpits and fucking shit. He was like, what the fuck, bro? Take a fucking shower. Why the hell do you have to have that fucking rotten fucking rancid meat fucking smell? It's like, what the hell? It's because the weird shit that you guys eat. What is it? Chitlins and fucking collard greens and fucking shit and whatever. Anyways, whatever. Let's continue.
Person next to me, but I wait for the elevator because this time I ain't taking them damn stairs and head to my bullet train. I get on and I'm in the green car, which is first class.
Oh, now I know why you took a ride on the green car, huh? You wanted to get fucking high, huh? Yes, I get high too. I like weed too. That's a suck thing. The niggers smoke weed too. So when you're gonna go get high, then they fucking wrap around you and start congealing. It's like, fuck up, niggers. You can't fucking afford your own fucking smoke? Well, too bad. You ain't gonna rob me, you piece of shit. Fuck off. Anyways, let's continue.
This is a 3-hour train ride. And for this ticket, it cost me 21,430 yen, which is about 136.
Oh, so that's what happened to all those PPP loans that the fucking government was passing around during COVID, huh? Yeah, niggas were wasting that fucking money on fucking spinner caps and on fucking grape soda. Fucking niggers, he's so stupid. But hell, people are breeding with them, so guess what? Now you know why the IQ level is going down, down, down. Yes, enjoy.
Now keep in mind, y'all, I did this whole walk with my legs in so much pain from yesterday's...
You were sumo wrestling, huh? Yeah, right. It's probably a bunch of fucking fat hogs trying to fuck the shit out of you, huh? Fucking nasty. Blech. Who wants this fucking thing? You want to fuck this shit? I wouldn't, but she's all yours, fellas. Enjoy.
Sumo wrestling, and I injured myself. Now, I booked this seat specifically so I could see Mount Fuji, but I didn't fell asleep.
What can I say? Niggers do the stupidest fucking things. The things that they fucking emphasize on. You wanted to see Mount Fuji? And you're just Fuji. Yes, when you call someone Fuji in Spanish, that means nasty. Gross. Yes, and fucking niggers are gross-ass people. I don't know why people want to fuck them or whatever, but you people are fucking stupid. They're not fucking smart people, but the people want to be breeding with these creatures. Don't be following what Jews tell you. Yeah, they're fucking ugly and they're nasty, but you do you, boo. Enjoy.
Again, but this time, I missed my stop. So I got off the train trying to figure out what I'm gonna do. I need some food to...
Fuck, this is like the fourth time you're fucking eating. No wonder why you're fat, you fucking fat piece of shit. Yeah, fucking A. So fucking disgusting, but... Hey, it is what it is, right? Let's continue.
Contemplate and decided to just get back on the train the opposite way. I mean, it was only one stop. What's the worst that can happen? Well, my dumb went to the green car again and prayed they wasn't checking seats for that one stop. Well, my prayers did not come true and they was asking me questions. You know, I...
Technically, that's called stealing. What you just did is stealing, but it's for one stop. Yeah, and they fucking caught you, you dumb bitch. What are you gonna do, huh? Yeah, maybe you'll suck them off. Is that gonna happen? Is that gonna work? Well, let's find out.
Pretended not to know Japanese. Well, cause I don't. And pretended to have lost my ticket and search.
Oh, so you're gonna play stupid. You didn't have the fucking ticket, huh? Will that work? Well, you're a nigger and maybe these people will think, gee, he's just a stupid nigger. Let's find out, right?
Got my bags for it. My stop comes up before they come back and I walked as fast as I could out of that station.
Oh, so all of a sudden you become a fucking marathon runner. Didn't you eat like fucking a shitload of pork buns, you fat fucking shit? Oh, you're gonna fucking cramp up when you're fucking running. But then you trip and you probably start rolling down the fucking street, huh, you fat piece of shit? Well, whatever. This is the bed you fucking made, so lie in it, you dumb bitch. Enjoy.
'Cause I saw them pointing at me to security, who started to make their way towards me. I made sure to get to the local train station and hop on that train real quick. As y'all see, I was sweating.
Oh my god, imagine the fucking stench in that fucking confined fucking enclosure. Holy fucking shit. Yeah, man. And then she's all fucking sweaty and greasy. Yeah, all the places that she touches and she fucking sits on and lays on. Oh, she's gonna leave a big old fucking sweat mark. It'll look like a grease stain. Yeah, imagine like a fucking greasy McDonald's bag. Yes, man. Enjoy eating that shit. Fucking, hey, man. Fuck. But whatever, that's the world that we live in. And this bitch is in Japan. Hopefully she stays over there. So there'll be one less nigger here in the United States. But that's wishful thinking on my part. Whatever, let's continue.
Almost had an asthma attack, but I can't be put in no foreign prison now. But I finally get back to my friend's house. And good God, was it hard carrying all them bags in my suit?
Well, gee, you're being a little fucking kleptomaniac and you start accumulating all this fucking worthless trash. So yeah, of course it's gonna be fucking heavy and that's why you're all fucking sweaty. Yeah, look at the fucking sweat fucking gusting off your fucking nasty ass carcass. Fuck, man. Fuck. I bet your friend's a fucking guy and he's bringing you to his fucking home so he could fuck you. Fucking thirsty ass fucking people. All over the world, the fucking thirst is real. Fuck. Yes, man. You need to control your biology. If not, you have fucking shit like this. Yeah, after you fuck this fucking bitch, she'll probably start stealing your fucking shit. Enjoy.
Case. I don't think I've ever sweat that much. But that is how I almost got arrested in Japan. And that is this Big Bag's Day 19 in Japan. Make sure to follow for more Big Bag Travels.
Yes, women, what's wrong with you? What the fuck are you doing to this stupid Down syndrome? Sooner or later, you're gonna lose all your fucking rights, and you're gonna become fucking sand people. Yes, this is the shit that you brought to yourself, and it's gonna be fucking glorious. We're all gonna fucking party. We're gonna do the yub-yub dance when y'all you dumb bitches lose all your rights. Yes, you're gonna give back into the kitchen. You're gonna bake that apple pie, or make sandwiches, and you're gonna take all the dick. Yes, not from fucking all these niggers, all these other people, by your husband. You're only gonna take one dick for the rest of your life. Yes, ladies, that's the kind of fucking thing you're gonna get. And you think it's gonna be a prison, don't you? Because you're stupid. No, we're saving your dumbasses. Yes, because women do some fucked up things. So yeah, that's how you can't trust women. And it's gonna be awesome when all you dumb bitches lose all your rights. But yes, friends, it's gonna be an awesome future. So you better fucking survive, because these fucking people, they're gonna be going gonzo. Yes, friends, it's gonna be cool. So you do the best things you can in life to survive, because we're gonna need you. Goodbye, friends.
We polled one of those audiences, and we got their best response to this. The third blank. It's $500 for you, if you match the most popular response. $250 for the second most popular response, and $100 for the third, and a little help from our celebrity.
Sounds good. I'll take Richard.
Third Man.
The Third Man. Great old movie. Brett.
The Third Degree.
The Third Degree.
And Charles.
That stinks. The Third Party.
The Third Party, The Third Man, and The Third Degree are the three responses, Steve. You can choose one or give us one of your own.
I had something entirely different in my mind. The Third Reich.
The Third Reich. The audience seems to agree with you. Let's find out if it's up there. We're looking for the Third Reich. Achtung, Earl revealed a $100 response. The Third Man. All right. They are still looking for the Third Reich. Earl, if you do not reveal the $250 response, we know you got relatives in Harlem, and it will be very hard for you. Maybe see it. The Third Degree. All right, last chance for the Third Reich. Slide it, Earl. Right!